This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza after Hamas proposed numerous changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said on Wednesday some of the changes were workable and some not. Frustration is growing over negotiations to reach a deal to end 8 months of war that has laid waste to Gaza, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and left scores of Israeli hostages still languishing in Hamas captivity. A UN inquiry found on Wednesday that both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza. The inquiry found Israel's actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrageous upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The United Nations Refugee Agency on Thursday released a report saying the number of people forcibly displaced stood at a record 117.3 million as of the end of last year. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said there had been a yearly increase in the number of people forcibly displaced over the last 12 years. UNHCR estimates that forced displacement has continued to increase in the first 4 months of 2024. This is VOA News. That number is likely to have exceeded 120 million by the end of April. UNHCR head Filippo Grandi warns this figure could rise even further.
The way conflicts are conducted by the parties, almost everywhere, by almost all parties, in complete disregard of the laws of war, of international humanitarian law, and often with the specific purpose of terrorizing people, of making people instill fear in people, this, of course, is a powerful contributor to more displacement than even in the past.
The conflicts include the war in Gaza, where around 1.7 million people have been internally displaced, and a northeastern African nation of Sudan, which Grandi described as one of the most catastrophic ones, despite garnering less attention than other crises. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press Wednesday that negotiators for the Group of Seven have reached an agreement on a plan to provide Ukraine with $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will also sign a security agreement on Thursday when they meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters aboard Air Force One the deal aims to send a signal to Russia of American resolve in supporting Kyiv.
Our goal here is straightforward. We want to demonstrate that the U.S. supports the people of Ukraine, that we stand with them, and that we'll continue to help address their security needs, not just tomorrow, but out into the future.
But Sullivan said Biden is not committing U.S. troops to Ukraine. In sports, American Scottie Scheffler, the world's top-ranked golfer, is the overwhelming favorite to win the U.S. Open Championship, which starts Thursday in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Here's AP correspondent Graham Agars.
Scheffler has won five of his last eight starts and comes in on the back of a hard-fought win at last week's Memorial Tournament in Ohio.
Just because I won last week didn't give me any shots against the field this week. We all started even par, and the field is level again starting on Thursday, so last week doesn't really matter.
The top three, like everybody else in the field, will be trying to figure out how best to play the treacherous domed Pinehurst greens, which reject any approach shot not well directed.
I think the golf course is great. I mean, it's extremely challenging. I don't really think they have to do too much to trick it up with the way the greens are if they want the scores to be high, and so it should be a good test and a fun week.
He is expected to face challenges from the newly minted PGA champion, Xander Schauffele, and informed two-time major winner, Colin Morikawa. I'm Graham Agar.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.